Resistance Radio is a regular feature on Mondays on KGNU. It shines a spotlight on groups that are engaged in activism and resistance. And this morning we're going to hear about a weekly meeting that happens in Denver that gives updates on the water protectors in Standing Rock. The Denver Friends of Standing Rock is actually, they're hosting a benefit event happening this coming Sunday in Denver at the Mercury Cafe. Joining me now to talk about what happens at these weekly meetings and the upcoming event is Joseph Medicine Robe. Welcome to KGNU, Joseph.
Thank you, Maeve.
Well, Joseph, what are some of the updates that are happening from the water protectors in Standing Rock, given that the camps have been dismantled? I know a lot of the focus now is on the legal battles facing, I think, about 800 of the water protectors.
That's correct. That's the most pressing issue right now, is to have legal representation for these 800 water protectors that have been out there and have been arrested and now facing trial in North Dakota, including Red Fawn Fallis.
I know that some of the charges are serious. Some of the water protectors are facing felony charges. What are some of the legal issues that they're actually facing? What are some of these charges?
Well, that's exactly it. There are misdemeanor charges and felony charges, and many of them are trumped up, obviously. And we're trying to defend them in the best way we can, get the funds necessary, and get the support up there for the trials that are already beginning, starting now.
I know that there was a lot of attention paid when the camps were there at Standing Rock. Now that those camps have been dismantled, what form is the activism taking, either with the water protectors themselves or folks like the people in Denver who are meeting regularly in support of them?
Yes, we meet every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Four Winds American Indian Council, which is at 205 West 5th at Bannock. And what we're doing is education, informing others, as well as divesting. We're getting a movement for divestment from these banks, which are funding these destructive and toxic projects. So that's another aspect that all citizens can get involved in.
Is there also attention being paid to some of the other pipelines that are either under construction or being proposed? Because Standing Rock was just the tip of the iceberg, I think, when it came to this issue of pipelines.
That's right. There's so many pipelines in the U.S., hundreds, in fact. And another big one is, of course, the Keystone XL pipeline. But there are many others in addition. And most of the American public aren't aware that there are pipeline leaks, pipeline spills every year, in fact, hundreds of them, that go unreported. So this is really a wake-up call, a call to action for all of us to get involved, to become more informed, and then recognize what really is going on in our country with the government, with corporation control of various things such as energy and media.
So what is actually happening right now in the Standing Rock area? Is the pipeline under construction now that the camps have been completely cleared? And there are a lot of folks who actually live there. What's the day-to-day reality now in that area?
It's pretty much going on what has been going on for centuries. Exploitation, oppression, stealing of resources, land grabs of that nature. The pipeline has been constructed up to that point and now is already underneath the Missouri River. And in fact, probably oil is already running, and that's fracked oil. People may not realize this is fracked oil from the Bakken shale oil fields. So we know how toxic fracked oil is, and we've got that going on right here in Colorado, Longmont, Boulder, even Fort Collins. And so these are other issues, the greater issues that affect all of us, not just the people at Standing Rock, not just the indigenous peoples and their struggle for social justice, etc.
What are some of the best ways for listeners who are concerned about what's happening how can they best support the water protectors and the ongoing issues facing that particular area? And as you said, you know, dealing with the pipelines that are being constructed and are in operation all around the country.
Yes, that's a good one. Thank you. We have the legal protection, legal collective. It's called Water Protector Legal Collective, and people can go on the website, waterprotectorlegal.org, and become more informed of that, and also support the legal defense by donating directly to this legal collective. Divesting from banks is another crucial direct action that we can do, nonviolent direct action, and draw attention to all the funding that is going to these destructive and toxic projects, informing all your friends, your contacts, colleagues, whomever you can, to become more informed and aware of these issues. That's another one. And an excellent website is called DAPLLies.com. DAPL is Dakota Access Pipeline, D-A-P-L, Lies, like L-I-E-S. And Enbridge whistleblower John Bolenbaugh exposes some of these oil pipeline spills that have been going on all over the country.
Well, I know the Denver Friends of Standing Rock are having a benefit concert this coming Sunday. It's April 9th, and it's from noon to 4 p.m. at the Mercury Cafe in Denver. And where will the proceeds from that go, and what can people expect if they attend?
The proceeds go, 100% of the proceeds go to the legal protection of the 800 water protectors, including Red Fawn. And people can come, doors open at 11:30, so if you come earlier, you get to see some videos that will play of Standing Rock, of the movement that was happening, is still happening. And people don't realize that Standing Rock is not over, it's just the beginning. It's the awareness of all these issues that are going on. And people can enjoy live music, all genres, blues, progressive, contemporary, acoustic, Native American flute, ceremonial drum, etc. And we'll have some speakers and videos and raffles and delicious food. So it'll be a great celebration and awareness educational event. That's at 12 to 4, but doors open at 11:30 a.m. at the Mercury Cafe.
And that's this coming Sunday, April 9th. We have that information posted in our Resistance Radio calendar at news.kgnu.org. And the Denver Friends of Standing Rock meet weekly at the Four Winds American Indian Council in Denver. We'll also put that information at news.kgnu.org. Joseph Medicine Rowe, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.